All right, so that music means it is a Tech Tuesday, and if you go to CNET.com, which I have been going to for years whenever I need reviews of something or I want some information about technology, and Ian Schur is over at CNET.com. Ian, I think it's an exciting time of the year, aren't you, at the Consumer Electronics Show?
Yes, it's very exciting. It's interesting because, I mean, I joke around that this is Nerd Christmas, but, you know, it's really when we see some of the newest technologies that are going to be coming out in the next year. And that's from all sorts of places in the industry, whether it's phones or televisions or even like bathroom sinks. It's just everywhere. We get to see kind of what the industry is trying to do.
I got an alert on my iPhone from CNET, oddly enough, because I subscribe. And they were talking about giant TV that was like 125 inches and another one that rolls up like a poster. Talk to us, Ian.
Yeah. So the one of the things the industry has been trying to do is get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so, you know, it's actually quite hard to make a TV that is super duper large, right? Oh, more often than not, you've seen them like at sporting events and stuff. They're actually multiple TVs brought together. So that's one thing. Being able to make them really large is actually a technological feat. The other is this rolling up one, which I want myself. It's made by LG, which is one of the biggest TV brands, and it literally rolls up into a box. You know, it's about the size of one of those you remember the speaker bars that they sell these days? It's about the size of one of those. And yeah, it's great. Like if you're going to the Super Bowl party and your friend has a pretty bad TV, you just put it under your arm, bring it over and put it up.
And then it connects to, now obviously the hardware is in a unit that you need to connect it to. So is that interchangeable? Yeah. Do you have to bring that part to your friend's house too if they have a crappy TV?
Yeah, likely. I haven't actually touched it myself. We have a couple of videos, but we haven't gotten to spend a lot of time with it. And so I imagine a lot of this stuff that I've seen before, there tends to be some piece of hardware that connects to it that, like, is where you put the power in and you put in the inputs and everything. So, yeah, there'll be something. But, look, you think a couple of years down the line, this stuff is going to get really great. And part of it, by the way, is part of a trend. Because of the types of screens we're all using now, that includes the screens on the iPhones and the Galaxies and all of that, they're bendable. And so we're going to see a lot of innovation in the next couple of years where companies are trying to actually give us really big screens, but put them in tiny form factors that we can then unwrap or unroll or whatever when we need to use them.
How's the quality?
Ian, yeah, exactly. This is Judy. I was going to say, how big do we need to go? I mean, and what kind
never can
of,
be too
what
big.
What kind of a room? I'm thinking about my living room. My whole wall would be taken up with.
How cool would that be?
And I would be 2 feet
this
from it.
This is America. We love big stuff. Come on.
We all know bigger is not better.
Look, I'm not getting into that. But I will tell you that with TVs, there's actually research on what's the ideal, quote-unquote, TV size for a room. And most people have TVs that are smaller than the ideal size. And so actually offering a way to get one, like I have a TV that's smaller than the room that I should be putting in for maximum viewing and all of that, right, to watch the explosions on Star Wars and really enjoy it. So what this allows is for me to get a large TV but not feel like it's obstructing the room when I don't need it. And that's actually a really key thing. Like, a lot of people try to put their TVs, like, near the fireplace or hang them on the wall because they're kind of annoying sometimes when they're not being used. And, in fact, some companies in the past have even tried to turn them into, like, works of art when they're off, right? They actually, like, you know. So finding a way to kind of hide the TV when you don't need it is actually a really important thing, and this seems to be a smart way to do that.
Ian Schur on the line with us. It's a Tech Tuesday. He's executive editor, news of CNET. You can find him on Twitter at Ian Schur, I-A-N-S-H-E-R-R, at the Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, we're just supposed to call it now, right?
Yes, exactly. They stopped calling themselves the quote-unquote Consumer Electronics Show, but good luck getting me to do that. I'm always going to call it the consumer electronics.
Well, yeah, because people are going to go, what does CES stand for? But what is the coolest stuff you're seeing out there? Gadgets, robots, what are you seeing that is really catching your eye?
Yeah, so I think the most interesting stuff I've seen, one of them is this kind of trend toward smart assistants, right? A lot of people over the holidays got these Amazon Echo things or the Google Home Minis, and they were like $30, right? And so a lot of people got them in their stockings. Amazon said that it was...
Did we lose you? Ian, sure. Did we lose you? All right, we're going to try and call him back. You want to try and call him back really quick? I want to ask him also about, do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
Okay.
A really old one.
I have a 6S, I think.
I have a 5.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe that works. So I'm wondering.
I own it, too. Let me just tell you. I'm owning it.
Good for you.
I got a 5.
But you can get new batteries now for $29 as opposed to $89. And I didn't know if it started yet. It's going to go through this whole year.
Well, let me tell you, Kim Gordon in the newsroom is having an issue with her. You know, she has like a 19 phone. Whatever, we're up to 12.
Oh, the 10. New one?
Yeah. Anyway, she's been having an issue. She went to the Apple store. They, for her, for that issue, which is not battery related, they told her it's going to be about a week because they are so backed up with the battery issue.
Yeah.
But I understand is going quick. You come in and it's only taking a few minutes.
And they're going
to
do it throughout the whole year.
Yes, but they're taking care of that first because they've gotten a lot of bad press on that.
Ian Scher's back on the line. We lost you in the midst of all the electronics over there.
Yeah. The connections in this place are pretty bad. That's another technology they need to work on.
Right.
But, as I was saying, these smart assistant devices were really popular around the holidays. Amazon said that it was one of the best-selling things on Amazon throughout the entire website. And so now we're starting to see it put into everything. We're seeing them in light fixtures, in bathroom play, like in the toilet and in the shower. And it's just really interesting, like the idea of let's see how many places we can put these things so that you don't have to think about whether or not there's a device near you, right? You just, you know, call out for Alexa and suddenly it'll respond.
Flush the toilet, Alexa.
Kind of like Star Trek with the computer.
I have two words to say, Big Brother. I mean, come on. There are these microphones everywhere.
There is that concern, right? There's an always-on microphone around you. And look, that is a hurdle that the tech industry has to overcome, is especially after the revelations from Edward Snowden and all these things that have happened, you know, where is our privacy? That is 100% a reasonable thing to discuss and question the industry on. We at CNET ask about it all the time. And it is a concern because if we're going to be convinced to put these microphones throughout our homes, we have to know that our privacy is being protected. And these companies have had a number of snafus where it raises questions about how well they're handling that. So absolutely, you are very right to bring that up.
But in the meantime,
it was really interesting. Yeah,
I love my Alexa.
Oh,
I mean,
do?
Oh my gosh!
Well, there you go. Right?
Yeah, I'm so lazy now. I don't even have to think.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. But go ahead.
No, it is a problem, right? Because they hooked us on it, and eventually we're going to get used to just calling out for it to tell us, like, you know, whatever, and then, you know, it turns out that possibly there's a privacy snafu, and we're very frustrated with them. So they have to make sure they build these correctly the first time around, 100%. On the wackier side of the tech industry stuff, I tried out last night a headband that's supposed to help me lose weight. And what it does is that it's made by a guy who was a doctor over at UC San Diego, University of California. And what it does is that it sends electrical pulses through the bottom of your brain. And supposedly that tells the body that it's done creating fat and it's now okay to start eating it. And it's weird. I have to admit, I felt like, I tried it for about 10 minutes and I felt like a little woozy because of the electrical impulses. And they said that's perfectly normal. That's why they tell you to sit down with it. But the guy said that they've already had about a couple thousand people use it, and the average weight loss is 7 pounds over 7 weeks, which is really fascinating. And so I don't know. I mean, maybe this is the holy grail of weight loss. I don't know. But I haven't lost any weight yet, so we'll see.
And that seems like a very slow way to lose it, which is the best way, because, come on,
but
you don't gain it overnight.
Right, and it's the laziest way, so why not? Yeah. You don't have to do anything.
It is the laziest way.
Right? So I'll take it. Yeah. 7 pounds? Sure.
Yeah.
Ian Schur is his name. You can find him on Twitter at Ian Schur, I-A-N-S-H-E-R-R. He's over at CNET, executive editor. And before we let you go, just super quickly, we were talking about the iPhone batteries. Judy had mentioned a colleague in the newsroom has a new phone and was going in to get that serviced. And they were saying how there's really kind of a delay and a backup with these batteries. But we have all year to do it, correct?
Huge. Yes. She has a whole year. And, you know, there was one, actually, the Washington Post had one of their columnists to try to replace his battery, and they found that at least in D.C., the Apple store he went to said that they were backed up by 6 months. So Apple's going to have to find an answer to how to solve this pretty quick, because they've gotten every, you know, it's a huge PR disaster that it happened in the first place. But now the question is, how do they make sure that they make right by all of us and do it in a reasonable amount of time? And that's going to be an interesting thing to see.
So should we go to an Apple store like ASAP and register so we're in on the one-year mark? Is that what we should do, or are they really...
You know, I think it doesn't hurt if you're really worried to do that. I think also it doesn't hurt to call Apple. You know, their website, you can even text with them, and it might be better to go down that route, especially if you don't like standing in line, which who does?
Yeah, I don't do
that.
So I'm
a fan these days of calling. Apple actually gets very high marks routinely from people like the customer review sites, because they are very responsive on the phone and on their website.
All right, well, we'll do that. Is this a battery we can change ourselves? Because like maybe we could do it mail order, or do we need to bring it in and have them do it? You can do it yourself.
You're not worried about breaking... Right, you can. If you're not worried about breaking your warranty, that's the thing. Apple won't let you do it on your own. You'll ruin your warranty. But there is a company out there called iFixit.
Yeah.
Which we will actually have. We will have it on our stage on Thursday. So if you watch our live show on CNET.com, you'll eventually see them. I think it's around 1 p.m. Pacific, so that's 3 p.m. your time. We're going to show how easy it is. They're going to do it in under 15 minutes. And so it's pretty easy. It's the same price as Apple's replacement. But you can do it yourself. And if you're out of the warranty, why not?
That's a good point. We'll watch that Thursday at 3 p.m. our time. You can go to CNET.com and look for that. iFixit is what you're talking about. Ian, thank you so much. Happy browsing at CES. Go geek out.
Thank you very much.
Ian Schur, he is from CNET, as we celebrate this Tech Tuesday, and a lot to celebrate with CES going on. This is sponsored by Illinois Tech Stewart School of Business.